Chupacabra Fishing Show.
Good morning, New Iberia. Anyway, good morning, y'all. I'm Tony Landry. Welcome to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show here on AM 1240 and FM 107.5. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Tony.
As along with me are Ricky Watkins and our engineer, Lee Kay. And welcome to Kane Radio.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. And the purpose of the show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana, and stories around the USA and the world. And, Rick, these are the people, the reason we're here.
You're right, Tony. Good morning to everyone. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, ML Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Ike Menville and Grubbs, Coca-Cola, Sure-Tire Apartments, and the Quarter Tavern.
And we encourage call-ins. If you want to give us a call at 367-1240, you can also listen to us online at www.kane1240.com, anywhere in the world. And you can now listen to Kane, that's right, on the FM dial, and the band is 107.5. And listen to Kane on your smartphone, laptop, home computer, iPod, tablet, and put that on your desktop. We're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria. And, Rick, what's shaking in fishing and freshwater and saltwater?
Tony, as far as for the basin, you showed me the little water chart there, and the basin's coming up about a foot, so that's going to shut the fish down for a little while in the basin. And the lake, I went to the lake Tuesday. I did real good Tuesday. And in fact, we'll talk about the bait of the day. That's what I caught them on later on. And I seen a couple of guys out there. They had caught a few sockeye and a few goggle-eye, and I did real good on bass. Now, on the saltwater side, Tony, I spoke to a couple of guys yesterday. They had 20 specks, but they were kind of tight-lipped about where they caught them. All they said was in a cove somewhere. So, I mean,
yeah,
the cove's good
area.
Size, but, yeah,
right.
It's, you know. So, anyway, they had some pretty specks, and like I said, the lake's been doing decent. The basin's coming up. And with this rain, hopefully, when that north wind comes through, the lake should turn back on, hopefully, this weekend. I'm going to try to get out and go give it a shot and see what happens.
Well, anyway, of course, the rain's bringing in some cooler temperatures, and that should perk up the hunters and the fishermen, of course, today. They're talking about Sunday morning in the mid-50s. So,
that'll be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and
for the gumbo cook-off. Yeah.
Absolutely. And this weather is football weather, as they like to say, and rain will dampen the forest floor for some of these hunters out there. So talked to a buddy who was going hunting out there around the Port of Iberia. He's got a buddy that owns some property, and they were pretty successful with some dove hunts. So hit their limits. So what more can you say about that?
Yep.
And like you said, Rick, you know, with the flood right now, the level of the water in the bay.
Yeah, anytime that basin jumps up, Tony, a foot like that, those fish, they move back into the woods. And not to say they're not catchable. You can catch a few, but you're not going to catch like when the water's falling.
Well, let's go ahead, before we take our first break, let's talk about the bait of the day today, Rick.
Tony, like I said, I went out there Tuesday. They had probably, I don't know, 15 boats. Some of the guys were at the camp, and I seen a few guys fishing. I was throwing, it's a worm put out by Zoom. I call it a straight worm. All it is a finesse worm with a straight tail, and I don't know what it is about that worm this time of year, but that's what they really wanted. And I was throwing out on a small weight on a 3-aught size hook. A 3-aught's not a big hook, not a small hook. And I did very well on that. And my choice of color, I don't know what it is this time of year, is green pumpkin, like the bait I showed you the other day.
Right.
But it's a funny-looking green, but it's green pumpkin. And it's put out by Zoom, and they're probably about, I don't know, $4.50, $4.75 a pack. You get a pack of 10, and that's what I caught the fish on Tuesday.
And as you said, you had a pretty good day too.
Oh yeah, I caught a lot of fish. Yeah.
So a lot of fish to be had.
I didn't keep all of that, Tony, but I caught a lot.
Yeah, that's right. So, and what again? It's the bait of the day.
It's put out by Zoom. It's called a finesse trick worm, and it's probably like a 7.25 inch, Tony, and you get like 10 in a pack for probably $4.50, $4.75, something like that. And green pumpkin's the color.
And it's pretty much, is that pretty much a seasonal type of
bait? Yeah, I like it better in the fall, Tony. I don't know what it is. It's just, I guess it's the way the worm, the way it works, it's just different in the fall, you know, this time of year.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead now and take our first break of the morning. You listen to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We're going to be right back after this.
Shrimp boats is a-comin', their sails are in sight. Shrimp boats is a-comin', there's dancing tonight.
Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
Look here, the shrimp boats is a-comin', there's dancing tonight. Shrimp boats is a-comin', their sails are in sight. Shrimp boats is a-comin', there's dancing tonight.
Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home?
Look here, the shrimp boats is a-comin', there's dancing tonight.
Shrimp boats is a-comin', there's dancing tonight.
They go to sea with the evening tide, and their women folk wave their goodbye.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Save big bucks.
On big trucks, get 0% interest for 72 months on all F-150s.
We make it easy to save at Arsenal Ford on Highway 90, just 10 minutes from Broussard, or online 24/7 at arsenalford.com.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Thomas Vilken here for Email Marine, your one-stop shop for Mercury Outboard sales, parts, and service. I'd like to invite you to our end-of-the-model year and non-current model blow-off sale. These Mercury motors have huge markdowns and still have 3 full years of factory warranty. Also, come by and check out our new parts department location with everything you need for your boat, motor, or trailer. And as always, come be a part of the Email Marine family.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286. The SureTire Apartments, located at 218 West St. Peter Street, offers a convenient way for inexpensive opportunity for you in a rental atmosphere. Are you tired of paying high rents in a poorly located unit? Rooms are fully furnished with comfortable beds, full-size refrigerators, flat-screen stoves, microwaves, free Wi-Fi, but no pets. You're protected by cameras on well-lit grounds where the owners call it home too, located in downtown New Iberia. Inquire about our weekly rates and enjoy the convenience of apartment living. It's the SureTire Apartments, located at 218 West St. Peter Street, or give us a call at 578-5290.
If you have been injured in an automobile accident and are seeking legal representation, look no further than Hike, Menvale, and Grubbs. The attorneys at Hike, Menvale, and Grubbs use both their knowledge of the law and their lifetime experiences in Acadiana to provide superior legal representation for their clients. With many years of combined know-how, we will fight for what you deserve. Hike, Menvale, and Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
Your automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-T-I-R-E.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry, along with Ricky Watkins and Lee Kay, our engineer.
Howdy.
And, you know, Rick, Even though we got nice little rain today, who would have thought after all the water we had in the basin this past year and late last year that hunters and fishermen would be begging for water right now?
Yeah, be down to 5 foot. Well, it's 5 foot going up to 6.5. You're right.
And you know, just the first 7 months, but rain, you know, we needed some. And the forest animals need this. We had a little dry spell there for a while, so the rain freshens the water sources, keeps the deer scattered and not piled up in one area. And when too many deer congregate in one area during a drought, the stress brings on that spread of the blue tongue, and that disease spreading through the deer herd is not good in the days leading up to the bulk of the whitetail season. So anyway, we need a little rain. We got it, so thank God for that. Also, Rick, I saw this and I wanted to ask you, the perch brim and the sunfish, what's the difference, you know, between those two little fish? You know, I say little, but you know, they're not the size of a bass or anything.
No, sunfish, Tony, won't get as big as a perch or a brim, and a perch won't get as big as a bull brim, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's just different species, just like striped bass and largemouth bass. You know, your stripers will get bigger than your largemouth. It's just a different species of a, you call it sunfish, brim, or perch, whatever, you know.
Well, a lot of people think that a sunfish is a perch, you know.
No.
And when I think of a perch, I think of fishing in Little Devil's Pond as a child, you know, a youngster,
right.
And catching these little perch, you know, even though they're 2 inches long.
And then you can say, well, you're catching brim, and, you know, some people call brim like a small perch. But when I'm talking about brim, Tony, we catch those big ones in the lake, and you've seen pictures.
You
got to put you and lay them on the seat. You know,
good eating fish,
too. To take the hook out, yeah.
And, of course, that was just something I saw, and I said, well, let me ask Rick. Because a lot of people speak about that, too, and I just didn't know the difference of that. In that regard. Anyway, up in Toledo Bend, Rick, I was looking for something on there because I know when's the last time you've been up there?
Last year.
Mm-hmm. And but they're reporting, people reporting they're hitting their limits, you know.
Yeah.
It said the fish are hanging deep around the old Sabine riverbed in unusual summertime pattern. It said the small shiners fish down to 20 feet. The pattern, two cold fronts, and the rain aren't likely to alter anything. But they've had some pretty good days up there, and a lot of cold mornings coming. And the lower surface water temperatures are what the highs were in the 80s earlier this week.
It's been hot, Tony,
And cooling rains, cloud cover will help, but the afternoon temps in the 80s will continue to keep the water near summertime highs. So now that the sun is getting lower in the sky, boy, it seems like, man, Lee's coming in here in the darkness, you know.
Yeah.
The sun didn't come up till after 7.
Oh, yeah.
And where it gets a little lighter, just a shade before 7. And anyway, the rays won't penetrate deeply in the water. So that's going to come into play and all with everything. And, you know, Rick, I saw an article, too, here that Louisiana Operation Game Thief hands out rewards to tipsters, you know. Now, you don't want to be a stool pigeon and all, but the state of Louisiana, you know, with some of these hunters who abuse, not only hunters, but fishermen, too, that abuse that. And the Louisiana Operation Game Thief has it's been organized for about 35 years or so, and it serves the wildlife as a Crime Stoppers program. It handed out almost $4,000 to folks who provided information on potential wildlife and fisheries violators. And according to the Louisiana Operation Game Thief, they looked at 12 cases, which produced 27 suspects, and in 62 written citations, cases covered deer, migratory game bird, alligator, oyster, fishing cases. And if you suspect of somebody that's, you know, shooting more than the limit or pulling in more than what they should, or in the lake or in the basin or wherever the case may be, there's a toll-free number you can call for the theft hotline. It's 1-800-442-2511. And or you can use the agency's emergency line, which is tip 411. And, you know, you don't want to see that, Rick. And I know you have a pet peeve with some of your fishing constituents who pull them in and a nice bass and won't throw it back, too. You know, you like to see that
I got
big
a little
mama bass
program, Tony, going on right now.
Yeah, I know you do.
Well, so we trying to build it up for the kids a little bit. You know,
but it's not like you're wasting fish, you know.
No, you don't want to waste them. You're right. And so even in the pond, Tony, we kind of – now, you do have to take some of the little ones out, but, you know, your bigger fish, you want to keep those for your brute stock, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. And That's just good genes. If you, that, you catch a nice size fish, you want to keep the gene pool in the pond, you know.
That's right. Yep. You're right. And you keep that, and as they get a little bigger, too, and more plentiful, I should say.
And, Tony, I was watching a show last night while I was thinking about it. We were talking about those Asian carp. They call them silverback carp, too.
Sure.
I didn't know that if one jumps in your boat, it's against the law to throw it back in the water.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know
so
that.
So if an agent sees you, he will write you a ticket. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, them things are slimy, too.
Well, now, on that show, Tony, like I told you, there's a structure on the Kentucky River where it joins somewhere a part of the Mississippi and the Kentucky joint. They have a water structure, and they estimated they had 2 million of those carp trapped in there.
2 million.
Now, they had a special cook, and he cooked these things and made some tacos with them. And like I told you off air, one of the guys said, look, if you'd have told me what that was, I wouldn't have ate it. But he said, that's the best taco I ever ate. And the guy said, well, would you believe that's Asian carp? So they say you can cook them good and eat them, but I don't know. I'd have to try it myself. Not to say I wouldn't try it, but, you know, I don't know if I'd go catch one, Tony, because like you said, they're so slimy, man.
Oh, they are. Not only slimy, but they eat all the fish.
Yeah, they do. They were saying that they're threatening, the different species in our area, and we need to do something to knock the numbers down.
Yeah, 2 million, that's quite a number of silver carp,
and
too.
And if I wouldn't have seen it with my own eyes, Tony, I wouldn't have believed it, yeah.
And they're not as bad down here as they are. Up in Minnesota, it's pretty bad, too.
Well,
up
they,
in the lakes, 10,000 lakes.
That's where they started at, yeah.
You know,
but I did not know if one jumps in your boat or you catch one, it's against the law to put it back in the water.
And they like to jump, too, out the water. Oh, and I understand there are instances where they've killed children, small children, right in a boat, and they hop out the water. And, you know, when a 20-pound carp hits you, a young child in the head, a brick in the head.
The one this guy cooked was 30 pounds, and he fed 15 people with it. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I just said,
I know. But, hey, it looked good, but just to say, I don't know if I could clean it, cook it, and eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear you.
And the people that ate it, they loved it.
But
and
didn't you
a couple of the people said, look, if you'd have told me what it was, I wouldn't have ate it.
Didn't you say you had an instance last summer, summer before last, where one jumped in your boat?
Oh, yeah.
It took you a while to clean up your boat.
On my shoulder. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Just unbelievable. So,
well, it showed Tony when he first started cleaning it, he actually took almost like he had the water hose on high to knock all the slime off of it, you know. And now he had a sharp fillet knife. When he started carving it and filleting it, you know, the meat's white and a beautiful meat. And he put it on the pit for 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And it looked good, but like I said, I don't know if I could clean it, cook it, and eat it, you know.
I hear you, Rick. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our second break this morning. You're listening to Kane Radio AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We're going to be back with a little hunting talk after the break, so stay with us, and we'll be right back.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know?
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing instead of just a wishing.
Stop by your place.
If you have been injured in an automobile accident and are seeking legal representation, look no further than Hike Menvale & Grubbs. The attorneys at Hike Menvale & Grubbs use both their knowledge of the law and their lifetime experiences in Acadiana to provide superior legal representation for their clients. With many years of combined know-how, we will fight for what you deserve. Hike Menvale & Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
Thomas Vilken here for Emel Marine, your one-stop shop for Mercury Outboard sales, parts, and service. I'd like to invite you to our end-of-the-model year and non-current model blow-up sale. These Mercury motors have huge markdowns and still have 3 full years of factory warranty. Also, come by and check out our new parts department location with everything you need for your boat, motor, or trailer. And as always, come be a part of the Emel Marine family.
Save big bucks
on big trucks. Get 0% interest for 72 months on all F-150s.
We make it easy to save at Arsenal Ford on Highway 90, just 10 minutes from Broussard, or online 24/7 at arsenalford.com.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Your automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-TIRE.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The Quarter Tavern at 910 East Main Street is the place to watch football. 14 TVs and half-price drinks and free food during Saints and LSU games. The Quarter Tavern is also your home for the best drink prices in the Barrie. Most domestic beer is just $2 all day, every day, except when they're cheaper. And the happiest hours in New Iberia, 5 until 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, most drinks are just a dollar. The Quarter Tavern, open 9 a.m. daily. Check out their Facebook page for their monthly and daily pop-up schedules.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hoe out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition.
Welcome to Back to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. And with that, hunting season, squirrel, dove, rabbit, it's all out there. You know, we never heard much about alligators. You know, we never heard of Rick. Of course, that's kind of, I can't say it's died off, but it's the price of the gator has come down so much that.
Yeah, 1 year it was rock bottom. Remember, Brian had told us
that
a bunch of his buddies just shut it down because it didn't pay them to burn the fuel.
That's right. And I think that's pretty much the price now is
I think
down.
He was saying like a six-foot gator was only like $50, and that's clean. I mean, that's nothing,
right.
Tony.
You're right about that. Yeah. With the money you got to spend.
Well,
and,
man.
And, of course, you got to have that infamous.
And then your time's worth something.
That's right. So, but we didn't hear hardly anything about gator hunting.
Nope.
It shut down last week, I do believe. They have it for approximately 30 days. And depending on what section.
Yeah. Are those shows still running strong, Tony? I don't watch them much on TV.
No, I hadn't caught it. So I couldn't tell you, Rick, in that regard.
Because I know at one time, man, everybody around was.
When he got started about 20 years
about
ago.
About alligator hunting. Yeah.
Oh, man, they had people fighting over those tickets, man.
Yeah.
You know, where they could have so many gators they could catch.
Right.
But and there's still a lot of gators out there. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah. No, the basin, Tony. I mean, there's.
I think there are more gators now than there were 50, 60 years ago.
I don't know about that, but I know they got a lot.
Oh, they do.
Man,
you know, we used to go out to Lake Dotrieve and all back years ago, and we didn't see the gators.
My God, there's some monsters.
Or even
in there.
The golf course at Squirrel Run, you know, they have their instances with gators, you know.
Yeah.
Heck, I remember there was a gator out there off of Weeks Island Road. You know, where'd he come from?
Yeah.
So anyway, but just didn't hear anything about it. Didn't hear any hunting reports with regard to the Gators, you know. And
you said I think it kind of lost a little punch, Tony, on kind of the landslide of the price. And I don't know if it's supply and demand or vice versa or what, you know. But something shot it down.
Yeah. Anyway, of course, the hunting season cranked open October 5th for season for squirrel and dove and rabbit. And as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, a friend told me yesterday doing a little shopping, bumped into him, and he likes to still hunt and all. And he said he's got a buddy that owns some property out there a little past the port, and they hit their limits in doves, you know. And what more can you say? So yeah. They're out there, and if you want to hunt and but make sure you do the proper duties, you know, and due diligence with regards to the rules and regulations. And
I
don't have that.
Tony, I'm wondering, and I don't want to get off track, but dove hunting, if you got to have, I'm sure you got to have a federal.
Well, you need your license.
A hunt license. Yep. And I don't know if it's like a duck or whatever, or
with
if it's just
stamp?
A general. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But they have.
Like I said, Bo's the hunter. I'm the fisherman. I don't know that much about hunting. I know, you know, ducks, you got to have a federal stamp. And
sure.
But maybe dove is just a general hunting license, probably.
Yeah, I guess yeah. You can even hunt, you know, on your own property, too, you know, if you have a large, you know, farm or whatever, and with the brush and all. So yeah. I know my brother used to hunt on our property for woodcock back there around Spanish Lake. So,
you know, that's something, Tony, used to be big time is woodcock, you know. You ever ate that?
No, can't say that I have.
I haven't either, but I know a couple of my buddies, man, they used to live for that, to go woodcock hunting. Oh, yeah.
Well, my brother, he hadn't done that in a few years, but he still duck hunts. He's got a friend, they go out there by the basin, and he's got a tract of land out there, and he and his son go out there hunting usually once or twice a year and get their limits, so it's pretty much fun. Anyway, so let's talk about the tides. Today, Friday, the 11th of October, the sun rose in southwest pass of Vermilion Bay at 7:07. Sun's going to set at 6:41, high and low tide chart. The first high tide was at 3:36 this morning. The next high tide will be at 2:54 this afternoon. First low tide will be at 9:30 this morning. Next low tide will be at 9:19 p.m. tonight. We'll have 11 hours, 34 minutes of sun. Tomorrow, the 12th. The original Columbus Day, October the 12th.
All right.
As the sun's going to rise at 7:08 and set at 6:40, the high and low tide chart. The first high tide will be at 3:47. That's Saturday morning. And the next high tide at 3:48 in the afternoon. First low tide will be at 9:44 a.m. And the next low tide at 9:47 p.m., 11 hours and 32 minutes of sun. Meanwhile, Sunday the 13th, the sun's going to rise at 7:08, set at 6:39 in the high and low tide chart. First high tide will be at 3:59 Sunday morning, and the next high tide at 4:42 in the afternoon. The first low tide will be at 10:05 a.m., that's Sunday morning a.m., and 10:15 that night. We'll have 11 hours and 31 minutes of sun, and the average water temperature is around 85 degrees, which it's holding. Oh, yeah, it'll about drop a degree.
Tony, Saturday morning? I missed it. When is the first low tide Saturday?
The first low tide will be at 9:44 a.m.
9:44.
So okay. Saturday morning. So if you want to go drop your line there.
So
with the water moving.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Where are you pulling them charts from?
I'm pulling those charts from the
Vermilion Bay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And pretty much with the
And they're pretty accurate.
I think so. But for me, I'd make sure I'd be out there about 20 minutes before because the water starts moving. And then all of a sudden start moving at 9:44. There's a gradual movement.
Yeah,
so when the fish are moving around.
I call that dragging. It starts dragging, yeah.
Anyway, with that, Rick, of course, we wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for these fine
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, Email Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Hikemanville and Grubbs, Coca-Cola, Sertile Apartments, and the Quarter Tavern.
And our motto is always,
kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal.
Hey, and don't forget to vote tomorrow. If you haven't already, absentee vote. It's important to cast your ballot.
And you're right.
Don't want to hear people complaining that about things when if you don't go vote. So make sure you go vote. Stay dry. Come downtown tomorrow and Sunday for the big gumbo cook-off. Should be a festive atmosphere and cooler temperatures.
Oh, yeah.
So stay safe this weekend. We'll be back here again next Friday.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay,
waste of time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay.